Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Today on CityCast Houston, the weather is finally nice, so we're heading outside. From spring festivals to memorable outdoor adventures, I'm putting together the ultimate guide of things to do in Houston in March with Hey Houston newsletter editor Brooke Lewis and producer Carleon Jones. And by the way, new listeners, thanks for giving us a try. Don't forget to subscribe if you enjoy this episode. It's Thursday, March 7th. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Can y'all believe it? March is here. Brooke, I'm like blown away that we're in March. Carly, I can't believe it. This is wild. Everyone, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. I really can't believe it's March either. I feel like the year is already flying by.
It is. It's like going at super speed at this point. It's crazy.
It really is crazy. I think what we need as adults, we need to go back to a spring break, right? Mm-hmm. March is all about spring break. The kids are going to be on spring break here soon. We need adult spring breaks, right? We need to just get a week off to regroup from this stressful first 2.5 months of the year. Like, it's only been that long, but we need time to recover already.
I know. I miss that. I made a spring break roundup in the newsletter. Check it out. And as I was making it, I was like, man, I wish that I was a kid and I could enjoy some of this because there were some tips for adults, but it's just like, we need a week off, y'all. We do.
Yeah, I agree. I was telling Brooke that the other day because the Bun B concert is like on a Tuesday through the week. And I was like, oh, but it's spring break. But me and Brooke were both like, but that doesn't help us at all. No, we still got to go to work.
Spring break used to be so much fun. You would have a week off. You can go to the beach. You can go do a lot of things. But as a parent now, it is so stressful because you have the kids home for a week. But hey, we're going to be outside a lot during the month of March, all right? Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a big focus on our little chat here today about the guide for March around Houston. So let's start it off. The best outdoor / spring festival, because we are finally outside. Brooke, what do you got for us?
Yes. So my pick is Little BIPOC Book Fest. And I'm a little biased because I'm one of the co-founders of the festival. But if you love books, you want to be outside, and you love Discovery Green, it's the perfect combination. It's a children's book festival, and it's kind of a throwback to the Scholastic book fairs that we loved as kids. You will get to look at a diverse range of book picks, also enjoy some story time readings, and just enjoy like some exciting performances as well. So get excited, and it's free. So you get to soak up all that beautiful sunshine weather, no humidity, y'all. I mean, what a blessing. But also really get to, you know, just peruse some books.
Explain BIPOC to me, because a lot of listeners might not know this, right? Explain that.
Yeah. So BIPOC stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. And so when we were creating this festival, we were thinking about the Scholastic book fairs growing up and how sometimes at those book fairs, we didn't see a lot of books that looked like us. It didn't have characters that looked like us, or there weren't a lot of authors of color. And so this festival really amplifies authors of color in Houston and provides a lot of books where people can see books that look like them. And we have, you know, the children's portion of it. I love when kids walk up and they're like, oh my gosh, this looks like me, or oh my gosh, like I relate to this. So that was the premise behind BIPOC.
That is so cool. And that really does matter, Carly, as a parent of a, you know, person of color, seeing representation in these books matter. How important was that to you growing up?
Oh, it was so important because, like Brooke mentioned, it wasn't very prevalent in schools. And like, especially in the world that we're living in now where they're taking so many books out of schools, I love that her and her team that came up with the BIPOC Book Fest, that they're opening this up to children where they can go and like really search and see different things that they don't get in school, because a lot of the times you don't see it. Mm-hmm. So it's great. I love that.
That's going to be awesome. We've got all the information of that event and everything we're talking about in our show notes, but that's going to be on March 9th at Discovery Green Festival. I can't wait to see the response, Brooke. You do a great job with it, you and the entire team, and it's such an important event here in the city of Houston. Carly, now you got to take us outside. What are you recommending for a good outdoor spring festival?
Okay, y'all know me. I love food and I love music. So this is a perfect combination of the two. This is the OMG Food Fest, and it's on Saturday, March 23rd, and it'll be like a food hip-hop festival. The general admission is only like $8, y'all. So y'all got to get out here and go. It's only $8 to go have some good food, good performances, and just like enjoy your weekend. The OMG Food Fest is named because they're basically like, we're not letting any food in that doesn't make you say, oh my gosh. Like, that's how good the food is supposed to be here. And I love to eat. So I'm really ready to get my belly ready for all this food. I am probably going to go sit there and sample as much as I can because I just love to eat. So this one's exciting for me. Be outside in the nice air and just soak up some sun and fun, you know?
Yeah, and they're going to have so many different vendors there. So if you've been meaning to try a lot of these awesome pop-ups, they're all going to be there, it looks like. And the cool thing on this one, Carly, is that not only is it a food festival, but it's a hip-hop food festival, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So they'll have performers there. I'm not really sure if they've released the lineup yet, but regardless, I know that it's just going to be a good vibe and like a lot of fun. So I would say go get your general admission tickets and go out there and just enjoy the time because you can't get that combo for only $8 anywhere else. Like, where are you going to find that?
Yeah, that's wild. That's only $8. That's going to sell out so fast. Like, thinking about eating some good food, listening to good music, like, and the weather is probably going to be really nice. You're definitely going to want to go to that.
Okay, my festival is a total 180. It's not a hip hop food festival, Carly, but it's more for the family side of things. And it's the Sugarland Kite Festival. And this has become an annual tradition in our house. So on March 23rd, what's going to happen is everyone's going to go to the Crown Festival Park off of the Brazos River. And there are hundreds of kites in the air. I'm talking about your basic kites to these really intricate kites. Like, last year we saw a full dragon in the air. It was so much fun. Now they've got a ton of food vendors and games and rides, but I will advise the lines do get long. So bring your own picnic. Okay. It's free. There's a lot of space. I mean, this is a huge festival area in Sugarland. You can set up shop. You can bring your own food. You can bring your pets. Everyone's welcome. There's ample parking. And if the parking gets full on site, they've got shuttles running. So it is so easy to get to. And you just stay there the whole day. And as y'all mentioned, if the weather is perfect, which it should be, it's a blast. Like, time just goes by so slow. And that's what you want on those kind of days where you're outside enjoying it. Flowers are blooming a little bit as well. So you see some blue bonnets, the early stages. It's just the perfect time.
It sounds like so nostalgic. Like, I haven't seen a kite in the sky since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine seeing that many in the sky, kids running around. That just sounds beautiful. Oh my gosh. Because I feel like so many kids are sitting in the house playing video games now. So to get them outside to do something that we used to do when we were kids, that's great. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. It just brings you back to your childhood. Like, I think when I was growing up, I always wanted to, I had this weird thing where I did want to fly a kite, but whenever I would pick the day to go to the park, like, it would never be windy enough. Yeah. My dad would always like go with me and we would try to do it, but it just never worked. So like, seeing kind of professionals be able to pull it off, like, I would love seeing something like that.
The first year we went, that's what we were afraid of. It was like, what if there's no wind, right? But this park is right off the river, okay. And there's so many trees around that you get this like perfect gust, and it's not hard to fly the kites. Now, I will warn you, okay, if you have a kid, make sure you buy a kite before you get there, because they do have somebody selling kites. But look, you're at a festival, they're going to mark it up a little bit. And, you know, try out the kite before you get there. Like, the first year we bought a kite on site, we needed some tape, right? Like, our sticks wouldn't hang tight. So like, our kite wouldn't go up in the air. But then I went home, got duct tape and fixed it. And every year we bring the same kite back. And it's just so much fun to see all the kids, as you mentioned, Carly, running around, just having the time of their life. And this is a free festival. So I can't recommend this one enough. Okay, we've been outside. We've been enjoying the great weather. Now I am hungry. Okay, you know me. I want to eat. Give me a good March restaurant to try, Carly, especially something outside because the weather's nice.
Okay, so my thing is when the weather is beautiful, I want to be outside, just like you said. So I like to go to rooftops. And I found this perfect rooftop bar that is downtown. It's called Z on 23rd. And you can sit there, have a nice drink. They have great drinks at the bar. And they also serve food there. They can describe them as light bites. So it's not like a full course meal or anything like that. But you're downtown, so you can go to food trucks and all different types of things in that area and kind of walk around if you want to. But Z on 23rd is so beautiful. You can see like the whole city from up there. And it's just such a nice view. Like I really enjoyed the time that I had there.
That's really cool. I bet that's a really good Instagrammable spot, right?
Oh, yes. I took some really good pictures there. I did. The whole city in the background is so beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
That's nice. That also sounds like a good date night spot or just a meetup if you're going on a first or second date.
It is because it's very chill. It's like music playing in the background, but it's very like low. So you can still sit there, talk, have a nice conversation. It's a really nice chill area to kind of just feel the breeze of the city and see everything. It's perfect for all the stuff that you described.
Yeah, and that sounds like a good alternative to going to Post because I feel like Post is getting really popular and everyone goes there to the roof, especially when it's nice out. So people probably haven't heard of this. I hadn't heard of it until you said it. So that's a good alternative.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love about this pick, Carly? I hate going to bars, okay, because it's way too loud in there. Mm-hmm. And I love that this one's outside and the music is just right. So you can actually have a conversation and catch up with people instead of just yelling the entire time and having people in your ear yelling at you. Yes. So I love that pick. That's really cool.
Yes, I hate that at bars. It's like you can't even have a conversation with the person right next to you because yeah. The music is so loud and everybody's yelling. Oh my God.
Even these open concept restaurants, Brooke, I hate going to them now. Like if I can't talk and catch up with people, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, that's why you have to have both sides of it. You got to have the patio and you have to have the indoor part. As you guys know, if you're looking for me, just go to Montrose because that's where I am. I'm just hanging out. And my two suggestions are I think Raheel will like them because 93 Till is a place that can get kind of loud. They have an indoor and an outdoor part of it. In the indoor, you know, they're playing like music that it can get loud. But they have a really beautiful patio and it's the perfect spot on a spring day or evening when it's not, you know, the humidity has not hit us yet. And I just love sitting there. And what I love about 93 Till is that they give themed desserts throughout the season. So they'll have like spring desserts, summer desserts, winter. And right now we're almost to spring. They have tiramisu and hazelnut cake. And that already I'm like, I'm ready to go. Sign me up. I'm ready to sit there and enjoy my tiramisu on the patio. And my other alternative is Brazil. So Brazil also, I think, you know, can get loud. The music can be loud when you're inside. But they also have two patios. And when you go there, sometimes people just know about the patio on the front that's covered. It's closest to Westheimer. You can see it from the street. And that's a really good, you know, you're not going to get any sun on you. It's usually there's some kind of breeze. But there's also a bigger patio in the back of Brazil that's larger. It can fit, like if you have, you know, a little group with you, it can fit a larger party. And my parents and I actually went there on Easter last year because we were just looking for a spot that we could walk to that was close to my house. And so we just walked right over to Brazil and hung out.
That's cool. That's fun. I love 93 Till because it's one of the rare vinyl bars yes. left. And what that means is they're playing vinyls all the time. Mm. And they should be, right? Like you're named after Souls of Mischief's greatest song, 93 Till Infinity. So you got to be playing some good hip hop. You got to be, you know, a part of that. So I love that one. It's such a good spot. And that's one time where it's loud. I'm okay with it because they're always playing classic music. So I love it. Classic hip hop music. Not classical rock music.
Yes. And so you can shout out over the music. I've been there trying to have a conversation with a friend and we're just shouting over, but also singing along to the music. But then if you need to have one of those like deep heart-to-heart talks, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You can go to the patio and just sit out there and have your little heart-to-heart.
Yeah. All while Biggie's playing. Yeah.
Perfect balance.
Houston. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. You guys aren't going to like this one because I have two, okay? So is that okay? Can y'all indulge me for a second? I have two picks here. One, springtime, it's all about crawfish, okay? And there's so many different crawfish joints around. I love La Crawfish, LA Crawfish, right, as people call it. That is my favorite restaurant to go to because they have great patios. And they also have locations inside the 99 Ranch Mart, which is one of the best grocery stores that you need to go to because they have awesome snacks from all over Asia and drinks, and they've got a fresh bakery inside as well. So I love going to those locations. There's one in Katy, there's one on I-10, so you can find them. We've linked it, but I love just having crawfish. I know you have to take a second mortgage out to enjoy crawfish right now because of the prices, but to me, it's not spring until I have some crawfish.
So I know I'm gonna upset you guys, but it's not, it's a part of our routine for us to not have the same food choices, but crawfish, it's just a lot of work, you guys. Like, it's a lot of work for a little reward. I, for me, if it's spring, it doesn't really signal crawfish season for me. I do, if I get invited to a crawfish boil, I'll go, but I think maybe it's one of the flags on my Houstonian card, but I'm like, I can't really get with crawfish.
You're not in it for the meat, though. Crawfish, you're in it for the company.
That's true.
Because
that's
you're right. True. You're not there to get stuffed off of it, right? It's there for the hangout, for the catch up, just sitting around, everyone's just peeling, having a great time. That's what crawfish season is. And right now, because you want to be outside, it's great. Crawfish eating inside can be hard at times. Like, that's nasty, gets messy. So that's why it's fine that you don't like it, but it's more of the community aspect, Carly.
I feel like Brooke just needs to learn how to like peel them quickly. I think that most people,
that could be it too.
Yeah, most people that don't know how to peel them super quick, they're like annoyed by it. They're breaking it. The meat's breaking off. They're not even getting the meat out correctly. So I think that me and Brooke just need to sit down. I'm gonna give you a lesson on how to peel a crawfish. You know, I can get through a bag pretty quickly. So that's all.
The frustration. It's just, it takes so long to just break it down. And then, I'm going to have a little meat and I'm not going to really be full. I'm going to have the corn that goes with it, but I'm still going to want more. And I'm like with my friends and I'm laughing and having a good time, but I still want to be full. I want to be full.
That's the great thing about a lot of the Viet Cajun crawfish places. You can order a banh mi as well. So you can split a banh mi, you get a little stuffed, and then you're good to go. My second recommendation, I told y'all, indulge me for a second. Number two, I'm going back to my sports background here.
Okay.
It's March Madness, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing like sitting on a patio outside watching March Madness from sunup to sundown. It is the best time of the year. I don't even follow college basketball as closely as I used to, and it's still a blast to just sit there. And the tournament starts March 21st. The Thursday is really the first big day. I know they've got opening games and play-in games and all that stuff, but to be on a patio watching the games is great for your health as well, because if you're going to be sitting watching TV all day, it might as well be outside. You can get some vitamin D and be okay with just being stagnant the whole day. So you got to find a sports bar. There's so many. I'm not going to recommend one because everyone has a personal preference, but find one, be outside, watch the games, and just enjoy the excitement of the greatest basketball tournament ever.
See, I love basketball, but you lost me with the from sun up to sundown. Because yeah. I'm not about to be out there. Oh. No, we're not about to do it that long. That's crazy. But, you oh, know, man. You're out there
11
all day.
11 a.m., the first game starts, and the last game doesn't end usually to about 11:30-ish.
Oh, you're my crazy. Gosh.
Yeah,
that's 12 hours.
I'm there for every single game.
A 12-hour
I've got multiple
shift.
Screens. Yep, yep. I am, and it's back-to-back days because Thursday you've got the opening day. Friday is the opening day for the rest of the bracket, right? So they don't play all the games on Thursday. So you've got 2 days of nonstop basketball. And then Saturday and Sunday, when they cut the field down to 32, you still have games all day long. It's the best. That opening weekend, it's a sports chef's kiss.
Oh, man. I just can't imagine. I mean, at least Raheel's out and about in the world, and he's watching this. He's not at home, like, just watching 11 hours, 12 hours of basketball. But I just can't get with it, guys. Like, I don't think I'm obsessed with anything enough to watch it for 12 hours. I just can't do it.
Me either. That's intense.
Yep. Me sitting all day. Now you guys have me thinking I should go do something good. Okay. I should go do an activity after watching college basketball. The one thing I like doing once a year. Y'all are making me feel bad. So give me a good outdoor activity. Let me reconnect with nature during this beautiful weather. Brooke, what do you got for me?
So I love going on a walk, especially when it's not 105 degrees out. And right now, the best places for me to go on a walk are Eastern Glades and Memorial Park. Love it. It doesn't even really feel like you're in Houston. It kind of feels like you're in your own little oasis. Love going there. And then also Centennial Gardens in Herman Park. It's kind of tucked away. Not as many people really know about that garden area. I think so many people are always just in the main part of Herman Park, you know, going over towards the pond, and you can do those little pedal boat things. But I love Centennial Gardens because you get to see like just beautiful, beautiful flowers. It's tucked away. You can walk in there, hang out, sit. I know I even have a friend that loves to read in Centennial Gardens. So it's a great spot on a spring day.
And you climb the hill up and you get a nice view of the surrounding area as well.
Yes.
It's just so perfect.
Yes.
That is why it's my favorite place in Houston. I always recommend it as well. You know this. It's just like you get there. The worst part of that experience is the traffic and the parking. Mm-hmm. But if you get there early enough, it's not too bad. And people are constantly leaving. There's a parking lot right by the gardens, which is great. I love that pick. Carly, what do you got for us?
Okay, Raheel. So I didn't talk about you because you had your two recommendations. So don't talk about me. I have three quick ones. I'm going to get them off quick,
ooh,
though. Don't worry.
I love it.
Don't worry. Okay. So I love this because it's spring and I want to try some different things, right? So I'm going to name a couple places. One is the Houston Botanical Gardens, which we had someone on from there in December for the light show that they had there. And so since then, I've been really wanting to go check it out. And I think this is the perfect time because you see the beautiful gardens, all the just amazing landscapes that they've created. So I'm really excited about doing that. Also, the Cockerel Butterfly Garden. That's been in Houston for a while, but I just still haven't got to go out there and check it out. But when you get into this place, it's kind of like you're in a rainforest surrounded by butterflies. That's like my favorite insects. I don't know what it is, but I think like butterflies are almost like little angels on earth. So I'm really excited about trying that out. And I want to take my mom too, because that's kind of our little thing is butterflies, right? So that's my second one. And my third one is that I love being by water. That is one of my favorite things in the world. And so last year I went to Lake Conroe and we did like a boat ride. So I was looking up different boat rides and things that they offer on Lake Conroe, and they have this dinner cruise that you can go on. And I think this is so cool. So you get on there and you can ride for about 3 hours. Eat dinner. There's a DJ on there. And you can go to different levels of the boat and kind of enjoy the sunset. So this is something I really want to try out. So those are my three recs. I hope if y'all go out and do any of them before I do, let me know. Send me pictures. CityCast Houston. I want to know what y'all are doing.
Yeah, those sound great, Carly. And by the way, the Houston Botanic Garden, they actually have this cool exhibit now. It's a Zimbabwean sculpture exhibit called Zim Sculpts. There's these beautiful carvings in stone all around the garden as well. So not only do you get these beautiful landscapes and all that, but you also get these beautiful sculptures out of there right now. So I love that pick.
Yeah, and the Cockerel Butterfly Center has been closed for the last 2 months for maintenance, but it reopens again on March 9th. And so I haven't been there in forever. So it's on my bucket list this year. I also love butterflies. So what a great pick. My mom and I also love butterflies too, Carly. Wow. So I think we need to make a trip to that. Her birthday is this month. So I'm like, maybe that's a little birthday gift.
Oh, let's do it. I love it.
Y'all go and I'm going to give you my older daughter and you take her in there. I don't like the butterfly stuff. I just don't like them flying in my face. It's so much fun though. It is cool. And they've got other animals there as well. So you'll see like an iguana on the floor. It's kind of wild. But those butterflies all over me. I know they're angels on earth, Carly, but you can take them, okay?
I got you. I'll come pick her up.
Okay, I'm going to have the final pick here for an outdoor activity where we reconnect with nature, and mine is camping. And there's so many sites to go around, whether it be in Galveston, it could be at Brazos Bend State Park, you can go up to Huntsville, around Lake Conroe, there's just so many. But mine's a little day trip, okay? You got to go to Sun's Blue River Camp in San Marcos or San Marcos, however you want to pronounce it. It's a 2.5 hour drive and it is fantastic because you can float the river. So this is a property owned by this couple. And what they do is they will van you up to upriver and you float down if you want. But they also have the camp set up on the river so you can just hang out there on the beach side of it. You can put a chair inside. The water's always cool and you can put chairs in there. And then at night, you're like, I don't want to come back to Houston. They've got glamping tents for you. So these are awesome canvas tents. They've got nice beds inside, AC. They've got bathrooms on site. They also have a cabin. So if you want to rent out the cabin with a bigger group, you can. And if you want to just go traditional camping, bring a tent. No big deal. They've got a lot of space. I love this place. We love going there. It's a great day trip. It's an easy drive, which is the best part. And you just reconnect with nature and there's nothing around there. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, this sounds right up my alley. I am definitely a person, like I just said, I love water. I love being by the lake and everything like that. And I've been wanting to go camping for, I can't even tell you how many years at this point. But I'm always just like, oh, I'm not about to get eaten by a bear. I don't think we have bears in Texas, but still, you know, I'm scared of all the outside stuff. So a glamping tent sounds perfect for me, like to start me off, get my feet wet a little bit, you know?
You're going to love it. It's the perfect way to go camping.
Yes, I'm here for glamping. I also have not been camping since my Girl Scout days, but like I'm here for it. I would be down. Honestly, I'd be down for regular camping too, but glamping is like perfect for me. Doesn't require as much effort. And I feel like there's just less, I don't know, something about it seems like there's less mosquitoes involved. Like I think that just seems like it.
Yeah, it feels like it, but you look, bring your off, okay? You're next to water. I highly recommend bringing off and you're gonna smell like bug spray, but it's just so peaceful there. It's great. It is a good pick. You'll enjoy it as well. Carly and Brooke, thank you so much. That was a blast. We're going to be outside this spring, all right? So we'll see everyone out there. And if this guide doesn't get you ready, then I don't know what will.
Yes, we're about to have a fun March. See me in Montrose, guys.
See y'all outside. I'm excited to be outside. See y'all later.
That was Brooke Lewis and Carly Ann Jones. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and subscribe as well so you can get more daily episodes in your feed from us. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
I was gonna say, oh, I can't speak. We're about to have a fun March.